We're doing stories that are quoted throughout the Midrashim, and the stories depict the abundance that was found in the land of Israel during the period before the destruction of the Temple, and in general, the land of Israel, we have on tradition, used to bear fruits that you couldn't get. You couldn't get such delicious and such sized fruits anywhere else. The story is told that Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, and Reish Lakish were riding their donkeys, and they went by an orchard. And the one who was the sharecropper in the orchard wanted to honor them, so he gave them an afalsek. What's an afalsek in English? Afalsek is a peach. A farsek is a farsek is a peach, right? A peach that he had plucked, and that peach was so big that all three of them had a full meal off of that peach. And what was left over, they gave their donkeys, and they still had fruits left because the peach was the size of a pot, size like a big pot. So that was the size of the peach. Now, a year later, they came by that orchard again, and again, the sharecropper wanted to honor them, so he took out two or three peaches that were so small that he could hold all three in one hand. So they asked him, could you give us from the tree you gave us last year? So he said, well, these are from that tree, but I don't know what happened. This year, they're very small. So the Medrash quotes that the pagan customs that had taken hold in the land of Israel, the fact that the people of Israel started going in pagan ways caused us to lose the right to such blessing. And that's something which we're shown throughout in the Talmud and in the Midrashim, that the land bears its fruits with blessing in direct correlation with the level of the people. We have a story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who reached a place that was called Gavla. And from a distance, he saw a vineyard, and he thought he saw young calves going through the vineyard. Now he went to the owners of the vineyard, they weren't Jews, and he said, aren't you concerned that there are these calves walking through your vineyard? Won't they ruin your grapes? And they laughed. And they said, no, those aren't calves. Those are clusters of grapes that are black, and they're so big that they look, when they're swaying in the wind, they look like they're calves. And Rabbi Yeshua, when he said that, he said in sorrow, he said, Eretz, Eretz, O land, O land, Hachnisi Perotai, why don't you take back your fruits? To who are you giving such abundance? The pagans who they've overtaken the land because of our sins, and that's why they've taken over the land. And the next year, when Rabbi Chia came to that place, he saw that the clusters were smaller. They weren't as big as calves. They were big like young goats. And Rabbi Chia also thought that there were goats running through the vineyard. So he told the owners, why don't you guys chase out the goats? Now, the owners of the field, they remembered what happened last year. That they told Rabbi Yeshua that this was really their clusters, that the land was so blessed. And he wept and he declared, I wish the land would take back such blessing. It wasn't for you that the land was so blessed. And so they chased them away. They said, don't do to us like your friend did last year. But our tradition is that as our inhabitants dwindled in the land of Israel, so too the land became less and less blessed. The blessing, so to speak, became absorbed in the land, and the land would not give fruit. And that's why we find throughout most of the history of the land of Israel, after we were chased out of the land, it was very hard to grow anything here. And that was Hashem's promise to us. Hashem said, when the Jewish people will be chased out of the land of Israel, Hashem says in the curses in the end of Parshas Vayikra, I will make that land desolate. so that whoever comes there will find a desolate land that is difficult to live in. And Hashem says, when the people of Israel come back to the land of Israel, so then the land responds to its people and starts giving forth its fruit. So that's our tradition, that as the people sinned, the land gave less and less fruits, and as the level of the people diminished, and then finally they were kicked out of the land, so the land became less and less blessed till the point of desolation. The Talmud says even the sky changed when we were kicked out of the land of Israel. There was a blessing that they used to make when you'd have a downpour, when you'd see a clear day after it was cloudy, when you'd see all the skies go clear. There was a blessing they'd make over seeing clear skies. And the Talmud says after the destruction of the temple, things changed. And you'd look at the sky and you wouldn't see the same clear sky you could see beforehand. And so we don't make that blessing anymore. Even though we might have a cloudy day and then everything clears and you see a clear sky and it looks beautiful, the Talmud says it's not the level it used to be. And that blessing was instituted for a specific type of clear sky, which we don't have anymore. So the land changed, the sky over here changed. The sky is still different. Those of you who ever paid attention, I remember as a kid, I used to spend a lot of time looking at the sky. And I remember when we moved from Israel to Chutz Lartz, one of the things that struck me was that the sky in the United States is different. It's a different color than the sky over here. And I can tell you that the sky today is different than the sky when I was a kid. The sky here in Israel. I don't remember the sky used to be a much lighter blue here in Israel. I think maybe it's because of all the smog. But at the end of the day, the color of the sky here in Israel is different today than it was then, and it's still different, I think, than the sky you see in Chutz Lartz. But that probably has natural explanations too.
It's because the earth is not perfect. It's not perfectly round. So as you lower down, say compared to England, you're lower, closer to the equator. And the earth is flatter in the middle.
And therefore what?
You've got less
atmosphere.
Atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So the less atmosphere, so the light is reflecting differently.
Supposedly, the plates in the earth, inside the earth, are moving, like some plates or something like that.
Huh?
Tectonic plates. They're moving the earth and like it's causing like pressures and buildups, and probably that's what's causing all the volcanoes and all the wasabi. What are they called? The
tsunamis.
Wasabi.